Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. For 10 years, God had compelled me to prophesy what I would refer to as the Malachi mandate, which is Malachi chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. And he says, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he would send Elijah, and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, or the children to the fathers, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. And for 10 years, just nonstop, delivered that word and spoke in the midst of it to the government officials, letting them know what God was doing, and watching God remove the ones from office who heard and didn't respond, even to the point of imprisonment, even to the point of death. One of them found up images. It was tragic. And again and again, and understand that this is what God is saying. Just what you heard Helga talk about the, you know, what, how God's people were treated by those held captive by darkness, was they were being destroyed. I mean, when you see this, you got to see this video. You can see it on VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and watch the video footage and the movie that she's talking about, that they show people as a lying video of how it really was at the ghettos there, where they had taken all of God's people or the Jews that was there. And but here we are again right now. He says, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. And so, you know, as God would begin to talk to me about the shift was taking place, and he began to just turn things around and what he was about to do and take down. All of a sudden, I'm sitting here watching on the same news that would cover that particular government that's been hearing that word for 10 years and didn't respond, was now they're actually role-playing being taken captive. I mean, who would ever thought that now we have to actually see what it's like to be able to feel like as a government official to be taken hostage and then negotiate and practice negotiating with somebody who's taken the government hostage, you know, captivity. That's what happened to the Jews, right? There's captivity.
All right.
And so they're role-playing it. But what really got me is it's at the same week God was talking to me during time of prayer and fasting on that Friday, which is the 20th of April, I believe it was, that I'm watching this news, and all of a sudden, you got to hear that. I'm gonna play it for you so you can actually hear yourself, because they had a former officer simulating what it was like to have somebody come in and take them captive. And so you have this man with, I don't know if it's a real gun or not, but it's not a real scene, it's a simulation of role-playing the very prophetic word that I delivered to the same government and the same people for 10 years. Is this not right?
Yeah.
And you got to hear this, and I want you to hear it first, and they're role-playing, and you think, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is it's not normal in America to role-play what it's like to be taken hostage as a government official. That's not a normal thing in city councils and county commission meetings and school boards and that type of thing. But they were all gathered together in the Gulf Coast region to be able to listen up to this little news clip from WEAR TV3.
Well, police officers in Boston, of course, have been dealing with life and death situations all week now. Well, today, law enforcement agencies across the Gulf Coast work together to make sure they're ready for a hostage situation. Two people took over Pensacola City Hall and held seven people hostage while negotiation teams trying to defuse this training simulation. Channel 3's Amber Southern joins us now live from City Hall with more on what they learned. Amber?
Bob, it can happen anywhere at any time. Somebody can come into a packed building and take innocent people hostage. That's why the Pensacola Police Department held a mock hostage scenario today here at City Hall.
Imagine this. You were sitting in a City Hall meeting when...
Be quiet.
Now, your life is on the line, and you're depending on law enforcement to help. In this scenario, two men who are upset with the government have planted bombs in the City Hall chambers and others across the city. All they want to do is talk to the media and get their anti-government message across. If not, they will activate the bombs, possibly injuring and killing innocent people. Chris Wilkerson was on the Pensacola Police Department's negotiation team for 17 years. Friday, he played the role of the bad guy.
All these situations are incredibly dynamic, and they change directions on a dime. Things are introduced that you didn't expect would be introduced and that sort of stuff. So you have to constantly think on your feet.
Law enforcement agencies from all over the Gulf Coast participated in the training. Each agency was able to learn from one another.
Some of the agencies don't have the things that we have. We can see what everybody else does and what we have, you know, sharing and hopefully getting trained at the same time.
First-time negotiators were put in the hot seat, trying to meet the demands of Wilkerson, a.k.a. Malachi.
You're innocent.
That's so important because that's what we were talking about, that the very one that was simulating, you know, Wilkerson, this hostage-taking situation with the government, who have been hearing for 10 years, you know, that turning the hearts of the fathers to the children to the fathers, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. You know, what does that look like? Well, it looks like what took place in Boston. It looks like what it took place in New York in 9/11. It looks like what it takes place in all these different things. But they said that of all the names they could have chosen, you know, for, I believe, Chris Wilkerson, which is probably, he's probably in law enforcement at the same time I was, with the city, is they call him A.K.A. Malachi. I mean, that's so relevant to the region because that was the word that was so loudly prophesied that that the governor began to pick up on it, which was, you know, 200, 300 miles away or whatever, his 200 miles, his office is away. And he began to change his speeches at that time. And a mentor program that was going on across the entire state. But it's like that the Pensacola, the region that now, and this is actually the Gulf Coast, I believe this is Okaloosa, I believe it was Santa Rosa, Escambia counties, all kind of came together to be able to walk that out. And now look what's taking place. I mean, it's amazing. A.K.A. Malachi. I believe that is Ezekiel 12. Ezekiel 12, that's a sign to us that this word is true. And what do we need to do? We need to prepare for, you know, crazy people doing crazy things, but we need to prepare our hearts by turning back to God. Turning back to God. That's what we need to do.
Right.
And you can watch this on weartv.com and watch it happen. See it for yourself. But he's sitting there holding a gun. Is he not?
Yeah.
And they're calling his name, obviously, is Wilkerson, but he was going to portray, okay, I'm going to take you hostage with this gun. Fake simulated gun, and he chose, of all the names you could choose in the baby book, right? Of all the names in the world, he chose the name that was spoken over that region of America for 10 years straight.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Malachi. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. And listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.